Clegane's point was turned harmlessly against the golden shield with a lion blazon, while his own hit square. Wood shattered, and the hound reeled, fighting to keep his seat. Sansa gasped. A ragged cheer went up from the commons. "I wonder how I ought to spend your money," Littlefinger called down to Lord Renly. The hound just managed to stay in the saddle. He jerked his mount around hard and rode back to the lists for the second pass. Jaime Lannister tossed down his broken lance and snatched up a fresh one, jesting with his squire. The hound spurred forward at a hard gallop. Lannister rode to meet him. This time, when Jaime shifted his seat, Sandor Clegane shifted with him. Both lances exploded. By the time the splinters had settled, a riderless blood bay was trotting off in search of grass, while Sir Jaime Lannister rolled in the dirt, golden and dented. Sansa said, "I knew the hound would win." Littlefinger overheard. "If your nose is going to win the second match, speak up now, before Lord Renly plucks me clean," he called to her. Ned smiled. "A pity the Emperor's not here with us," Lord Renly said. "I should have won twice as much." Jaime Lannister was back on his feet, but his ornate lion helmet had been twisted around and dented in his fall, and now he could not get it off. The commons were hooting and pointing, the lords and ladies were trying to stifle their chuckles and failing, and over it all, Ned could hear King Robert laughing louder than anyone. Finally, they had to lead the Lion of Lannister off to a blacksmith, blind and stumbling.